God is so amazing. So, so amazing. And I bless him. Malachi chapter 3 is where we're going to come from. I had to go to the bank on Wednesday for the church. Hallelujah. And I realized that we are now going forward and moving in the red. Hallelujah. So I'm going to give you an instruction from the Lord. And blessed be the name of the Lord. I pray we're going to come up out of the red. Because we are spending money that does not belong to us. Malachi chapter 3, verse 7 says, even from the days of your fathers, we are gone away from mine ordinances and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings? Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. Your words have been stout. Oh, that's it. Verse 12. Okay. Oh, you may be seated. Stop robbing God. Hallelujah. Okay. This was covenant. Covenant with God's people. Since we are engrafted in, we are his people. Hallelujah. He started talking to Israel and he was letting them know that your fathers walked in disobedience to my will. They've gone aside from my ordinances. And I need you to not walk like your fathers walked, but I need you to walk in my ordinances and according to my will. He says, return to me. Return to me and I will return to you, saith the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. He was letting Israel know that they had been cursed with a curse. And when we do not give to the Lord, we are cursed. You may not see the effects of the curse. You may not see the total effects of the curse, but there is a curse that you have placed upon your life because you rob God. God has an order for our lives, okay? And when it comes to our provisions, his order is that he gives us a portion of his wealth. Hallelujah. And to show that we are grateful to him and we trust in him, he commands us to give him a tenth and an offering. Remember, he said, you have robbed me in tithes and offering. God blesses us. He provides for us. Okay. He commands us to give him a tenth and an offering from our portion of his wealth that he gives to us. So he's asking. It's a trust thing. It's a salvation thing. It's a I'm walking with God thing, but real or not. They used to tell us when we got saved, when you get saved, your purse should get saved too. Otherwise, you ain't really get saved. That's what the old folk used to tell us. And I find that there's a lot of truth to that. Because we're always looking for God to give us. And we don't take into consideration that he has given us whatever comes our way. It's God giving it to us. Even if it's your job. You can't work a job unless the Lord wake you up. Unless he give you the activity of your limbs. It's still God. He has worked so many miracles. Everything that the Lord said about working miracles and placing people even in jobs that they weren't even qualified for, God has done it. Okay? He has done it. But where is our tithes and our offerings? Hallelujah. Okay? God provides for you. But sometimes we take what he gives and we go and throw it away. We go and heap wealth and riches to ourselves. And so we look at our pay when we get it and we say, oh, I don't have enough for my tithes and offering. Hallelujah. When I got saved, my thought pattern got saved right along with me when it came to giving. Hallelujah. And before anything was considered, before any budgeting was done, God was going to have my tithes and my offering. He blesses us with the provisions that he give us for our necessities. Hallelujah. He even allows us to get some. I want some. But sometimes we take that way too far. Hallelujah. And when we have to come up, when somebody comes up short, it's always God. Truthfully, it's always God. You're supposed to give your tithes and offering even before you sit down and do your budgeting. Well, that's the power of budgeting. Don't play. No, it's not a part of what you not got a budget for your provision. He's saying that I can give you a little less than 90% of the provision that I'm giving you. Everything belongs to God. We talk a lot of things, but we don't believe what we're saying. We say everything belongs to God. God, you're in control. God, you're in charge. But when it comes to giving, yeah. Hallelujah. He said, return to me. Walk so far away from me in your hearts. Hallelujah. Return to me and I'll return to you. In other words, return to me and I'll remove the curse. You're like, well, I ain't cursed. I'm blessed. That's for now. Hallelujah. And let me tell you this, that God, in his mercy, he sees what we need and he meets our need. Your need will always be met because that's his promise in the word. I'll supply all your need according to my riches and glory because everything belongs to him. But because he gives us so much, why do we want to rob him? Hallelujah. And they say, when will shall we return? Sin will separate you from God. And one of the greatest sins that you can commit is not giving to God, not giving a tenth of everything that he gives you. Hallelujah. Birthdays, Christmas, Mother's Day, everything. God gets a tenth, which is more than a tenth, and say maybe like a 12th. And then an offering, which is much more than my tithes. I know God. I know it's so many things he kept out of my life. Hallelujah. 28 to 30% is my giving. Yeah, you didn't see me last Sunday put a dollar in the offering basket. Hallelujah. But you, You don't check it when I do put my envelope in. I don't need to put a dollar in because I put a nice full envelope. 28 to 30%. I know God have kept things from me. Just forgive me. I know he has. Hallelujah. I know he has kept me. He has healed me. He has kept a lot of sicknesses away from me. I know it's things that I should have wrong in my body. You cannot outgive God. Hallelujah. He's telling us that here in the word. Hallelujah. He said, they say, how in the world have we sinned against you? Why would you make you think, Lord, that we have gone or far away from you? And he said, well, will a man rob God? Like, what? Talking about robbery, we never do that to you, God. The things that you say you never do to the Lord, but you'll rob him. Who in here has ever been robbed? Hallelujah. I haven't been beat up and robbed, but I've been robbed. Hallelujah. And I've even been robbed by people that sometimes you put yourself out there for them. And they rob you. They don't give a squat. They rob you. How do you think God feels? We can always see our pain and our hurt and our struggle. But how on earth do you think God feels when not only has he given you the provision of his wealth, but he's done so much more for every last one of us? He warns us. God even tells us when to go to the doctor because something is wrong on the inside of us that we didn't even have a clue that it was there. And I know that because he said it to me. And when people end up going to the doctor, they got whatever the Lord said it was. You can't be his mercy. You can't be him giving. Hallelujah. Everything I struggle over as far as a need is concerned, God, I need. Hallelujah. He's always got it already worked out. He said before you call out, answer. God's already got things already worked out. Hallelujah. But you got to give to him. You got to give because you're cursed if you don't. And eventually the curse will catch up with you. You don't get to determine when the curse comes, when it starts to happen. Hallelujah, God does. He said, you have robbed me in tithes and offering. Sometimes people think it's just good enough to give your tithes. The word tithe means 10. That's how come you give a 10. Because that's what the word tithe means. Tithe or tithes means 10. He said, you robbed me. Hallelujah, in your tithes and your offering. Hallelujah. We don't see our wrong because we don't want to. We want to use our finances to do other things. Hallelujah. So we don't see where we're wrong. Everybody else in whatever situation it is, they're the ones that's wrong. Hallelujah. Okay. The offerings and the tithes, hallelujah, the scripture says, if you go to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians, chapter 9, verse 6. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. The issue a lot of people back then and a lot of people do now have with tithes and offerings is that they bring whatever they have left. And you get into the word, you'll find out that, especially all in Leviticus, you'll find out, and in Hebrews, you'll find out that the tithe was supposed to be the first thing you do. Remember, he told those that were back then in the time of, and back when Leviticus was written, people were getting food. They were growing food. They didn't have jobs like we have. They had to grow their food. And he said, and the cattle to, and all the animals and things that they own, he said, bring me the first fruits. Don't bring me something you want to throw in the trash. Don't bring me an animal that's almost dying. And that's how we do God. We want to give him what we got left after we've spent and had our fun. But then the minute something goes wrong, we're calling on him to come and help us. Hallelujah. Your offerings and your tithes are supposed to be the first fruit of everything you get. You don't make God wait. You don't put him on a payment plan because he's given it unto you. And I'm not saying stuff won't happen. Hallelujah. Somebody can run into your window and break your window out. Hallelujah. The thing is, you don't say, when I get paid, I got to get my window fixed so I can't give God what belongs to him. Because see, the truth is, all of it belongs to him. He just trusts you to work with less than 10%. Okay? Because 10% belongs to him. And the rest that's left, you give him an offering. But he's trusting you. How can you get into the kingdom of God when he can't even trust you with his money? And look how much he has given you. He gives to us a whole bunch. I don't care how much you make. God does not have to do that. And he's like, it's a test whether or not you are really serious about him, whether or not your actions meet up with what you say. Oh, you said, what about the window? Give your tithes and offering first. And then you may not have to even pay for a window. Hallelujah. You don't give your tithes and offering first, you'll have to pay for a window and come to find out in a month that when the warranty is gone, something's wrong with the seal. But your warranty is gone. You give your tithes and offering first and let God worry about your window because he said he would supply all your needs. You claim you have faith. Where is your faith? You claim you trust God. You claim you love him. Why are you going to defraud anyone that you love? Why would you rob somebody that you love? Hallelujah. It says, will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. Hallelujah. You are cursed with a curse. For ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Hallelujah. Curse. This is a different definition, Keith, of curse. A profane and obscure prayer or oath to harm, injure, or do evil or misfortune that comes as it comes in response to a retribution. Hallelujah. Okay. The whole nation was cursed. When you get a curse on you, you cursing your whole family. Yeah. Think about it. Think about yourself. You're a multi-billionaire. Okay? And you have a group of people that you grew up with and you love, and they were much, much less fortunate than you. And because your billions are growing somewhere, you decide, my three best friends, I'm going to give them an allotment every month. I just need them to make sure, hallelujah, let me know that they got it. It went to the right place. I just need them to come and give me back 10% of it. I want to know that they appreciate what I'm doing. So when I give them $200,000 every month, hallelujah, all they got to do is come and give me $20,000 back. They can keep the $180,000. Is that a good deal or not? Don't say it if you don't give your tithes and your offering. Apparently, you don't think it's a good deal. Hallelujah. Hmm. We curse. We're for curse. Our whole nation. We curse our families. The things that we do, we don't teach our children to give to God. We don't teach our children when they get things, all that your people gave you for your birthday, your Christmas, all those things. You know what? Give tithes and offering off of it. That sounds crazy. You take me out to dinner, take me out to lunch, I'm going to tithe off of that and give offering. Got to. Because God did not have to touch your heart. I love y'all too. But I got to tell you the truth. Verse 10 says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. Hallelujah. All the tithes come to the house of the Lord. You can't say, oh, with my tithes, I'm going to feed everybody on this block down here. Then you're not tithing to God. You're standing in God's place and saying how you want to bless somebody or what they need, how you want to supply their need. Hallelujah. We love being in God's position. Hallelujah. Because we've got issues about what's done with the money in the church. Y'all gonna run across the wrong one when I'm gone. Hallelujah. Am I lying, Charlene? You gonna run across the, and they will make you go do something to bring some money in so they can have it. It's not me. Not me. There was a point that years I went, I was like, we're not spending nothing but the bare minimum. Because I know we live in a church that's in its 20s, 20 years, in its late teens, early 20s. And I know we're going to need repairs. Hallelujah. And I tried as hard as I could to save up every dime we would need to get our church fixed. We still got stuff that needs to be done. Hallelujah. So I'm not the one that's going to blow your tithes and offering on a bunch of junk. I'm not. Hallelujah. I grew up being a saver. Hallelujah. I began living on my own at 16 with a baby. I grew up being a saver. I will save a penny until I get another penny, and I'll save that one too. Hallelujah. Nobody like this is coming after me. They not. Hallelujah. They're going to tell you they need this, that, and the other. Yeah. You don't know. You don't know. And what you do know, you don't appreciate. Because everywhere I look, churches, they are begging and pleading people out of money. I don't have all these different offerings we take up all the time. I don't. I don't play no games with no money, with no offering. I don't do that. If God tells me to do something, hey, I'm going to do that. He give me to make an offering challenge, I'm going to do that. How often is that? Hardly ever. Hardly ever. Woo, bless the Lord. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in my house. The meat is the things that the Lord's house has to take care of. Because I started asking the Lord, I'm like, God, if we got to start cutting back on utilities, we got to have heat some kind of way. You show me how to build a bonfire up on the pit. Y'all laughing. I'm dead serious. Dead serious. Like, God, show me where there is a will. Y'all know where there is a will, there is a way. You know I find it, right? Hallelujah. In Maryland, in a lot of the states, because it's been no rain, we can't burn anything on the outside. But we can burn on the inside. We just got to figure out how to have a good ventilation system. Hallelujah. Okay.
I may have to be telling y'all got to bring paper towels. Y'all got to bring toilet tissue. I'm telling you, we already operating in the red. We already took some money from our pews and our chairs. Our church shouldn't be looking like this. It shouldn't. Bring ye all the tithes to the storehouse that there may be meat in my house and prove me. See, this is our problem. We always trying to prove everything else, everything to everybody else. And God said, prove me. That's him talking. He says, prove me. Prove me. You talk a lot of trash about how things are done. You talk a lot of trash about the way things move in ministry, what the ministry looked like, what it feel like. Took a lot of trash. You got a lot of opinions. He said, but shut up and prove me. Prove me. Herewith. And watch and see, don't I open up the windows of heaven and pull you out a blessing that you won't even have room enough to receive it. I'll bless you so much that you'll have to start giving stuff away. Hallelujah. He says, prove me. Now, let me tell you what proof is not. You giving your tithes and offering and saying, well, Lord, you're going to bless me with this house. God is not a sucker. You cannot manipulate him. Oh, it didn't come. Well, I gave and I still don't have nothing to eat. Yes, you do. Come to my house. You have not because you ask not. Isn't that the word? Tell him. Won't you get a pack of ham and a pack of... Won't you? Y'all play, y'all laughing. That's funny. Let me tell you how funny it really is. My son does, what's them little grocery things that come to your house? Grubhub? No, not Grubhub. Huh? Uber Eats and yeah, that kind of stuff. And I don't do that. And I called him one time and I said, Jonathan, we want some cold cuts. Send a quarter pound of turkey and a quarter pound of ham. He called it in. When the stuff got there, they had the quarter pound of turkey and a quarter pound of ham. And then they had a whole pound of turkey and a whole pound of ham. I'm like, I said, boy, do you know these people charging you for this stuff? They just sent it. I didn't have room enough to receive that, so I had to give it away. Hallelujah. He says, prove me now herewith. I'll keep back the devourer. I'll open up the windows of heaven and I'll pour you out a blessing. You won't have room enough to receive it. Hallelujah. Okay. He says, bring the tithes, bring the offering. Honor the Lord in Proverbs 3, 9, and 10. Honor the Lord with the substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Hallelujah. You have so much that you'll have to start giving it away. Don't say you trust God and you yet rob him of what belongs to him, because all of what you make belongs to the Lord. All of what's given to you belongs to the Lord. He says, I'm going to see where your trust is. Hallelujah. He said, if you think I'm the dirty one, if you think I'm going to do something underhanded, then prove me. Go ahead and prove me. He says, I will rebuke the devourer just for your sake. Hallelujah. And that devourer, it won't come and destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither will your vine cast her fruit before its time. Hallelujah, saith the Lord of hosts. Y'all ain't into growing nothing. But back then, they were into growing. You're into working. Please come to Bible study Wednesday. Oh my God. If you've been listening online, please tune in. But please come. Because Josh is with Josh. Okay. Josh's neck is in hot water. Maybe somebody else can help him out. He gotta tell me how he knows that Solomon knew the lady was lying. Now y'all come help him. Hallelujah. Okay. God will hold back the devourer. He will hold back so much. He will keep everything that the enemy has attached to you. God will put an end to it. He'll put a stop to it. The thing I love here in the scripture is where he says, the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. That's the Lord of hosts. He's the larger, the stronger, the more dominant member of a commensal. What is a commensal? Well, commensalism, it's a relation between two kinds of organisms in which one obtains food and other benefits from the other without damaging or benefiting it. So in other words, you the organism that benefits from everything that the Lord has that you will ever need in your life. And you don't do nothing to help God give you the portion of his provision that he just gives you out of love. And we find it hard to give back 10% plus an offering. Your offering is whatever you desire to give. I just desire to make my offering so much more than my tithes. Because I know I cannot outgive God. And you can put that one back to me on Wednesday. I said, I know I cannot outgive God. That I know. I know that without a shadow of a doubt. You've got to come to know it. Hallelujah. Are you going to be chosen? You're called because you're here. But are you going to be chosen to get into the kingdom and you're robbing God? Remember, see, y'all need to come to Christian education class. Remember when we talked about Judas in the Christian education class? Hallelujah. And I was saying that he approached Jesus about working a financial thingamajig, working a financial picture and getting Jesus money. Jesus ain't need money. Hallelujah. Okay. He was trying to get money for himself in the name of Jesus. And Jesus saw right through it. He said, well, you know what? We're not focused on that. We don't need that right now. Hallelujah. Because Judas didn't realize what he had, it came from Jesus. Came from the Father. Okay? God will not allow things. He will not allow situations. And he will not allow people to come upon you. That's what devourer is. When something is coming upon you to destroy you. He will not allow anyone or anything destroy you. People can try to prey upon you, try to abuse you all they want, but God always has a cutoff point. Hallelujah. He won't allow no one to come and to spoil what he has done in your life. Hallelujah. And when you don't get it, you don't understand it, he'll move on your behalf. Sometimes we never know what God has spared us from, what he has brought us through. We really don't even know. Hallelujah. Giving to him of yourself and everything that he gives back to you, it just gets him to pay a lot more attention to you. Hallelujah. Because he sees your commitment to him. He sees your love. He sees that you honor his word. And that's all giving is honoring his word. It's giving, honoring him. He's like, I'm not going to let you have loss. I'm not going to leave you out. You're not going to be left out in the desert. Hallelujah. I was reading about how he blessed Israel to go into the promised land. Y'all read Deuteronomy 6 for your reading enjoyment when you go home. These people, he said, you know what? I'm giving you houses that you don't even have to build. I'm giving you gardens, vineyards that you didn't have to dig for, wells that you didn't have to dig for. And God has done that for all of us. I ain't talking about no well, but wherever your water come from. Hallelujah. And we still don't appreciate him. Hallelujah. He's like, I'm not going to let the devourer come and destroy you. I'm not going to let nothing prey upon you and win. Things will try. People will try, but they won't win. Hallelujah. He says, and all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. God will give you a reputation for being blessed. Hallelujah. People will know that you are blessed. However else they feel about you, that's on them. That's between them and the Lord. But they will know that you're blessed. They may not like you no more because they know you're blessed. They may want to, what they say in Christian education, they may want to attack you because you're blessed, but they'll know you're blessed. Hallelujah. I know I'm blessed. Know I am blessed. I thank God for the reputation. Hallelujah. People will see the joy of the Lord in you. Yeah. Giving to the Lord. And then when you're giving out of a true heart, hallelujah, giving to the Lord, it brings joy. It brings joy into your life. It brings peace and pleasure into your life. We looking and trying to figure out what the world can do to bring us some pleasure. And it's not in the world. It's in giving to the Lord. Bless God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something about tithes and offering. Leviticus says, in chapter 27, verses 30 and 32, it says, tithes are holy unto the Lord. What is holy? Divine. What is divine? Proceeding directly from God. That's where your funds come from, directly from God. I don't care what you say you had to do to get them. I don't care who you dealing with. You sick and tired of these people on this job. I don't care whether they're getting on your last nerve. They're getting on your nerve so you can get rid of that nerve. They got on my ugly nerve. Well, you ain't got no business with ugly nerve. They're going to keep on getting on it. But that doesn't mean you rob God. They got on your last nerve. You just lied to yourself. Because you got nerves all over your whole body. Got on my last nerve. No, that wasn't your last one. Hallelujah. But people need to get on your nerves because God is trying to pull something unrighteous out of you.
Hallelujah.
See, God considers the tithes and the offering holy. Now, the thing is, we're trying to get to holiness. We barely making it in righteousness. Righteousness is leading us to holiness. But if we're barely making it in righteousness, specifically because we're robbing God, how are we going to get to holiness? You can't even be chosen unless you make it to holiness. The word says, many are called, few are chosen. He says, every now and then you'll find a traveler, not a bunch, not a group, but a traveler. Hallelujah. Luke, you got to be adamant about your giving. Hallelujah. God says to us in Luke, he says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall what? Men give into your bosom. Hallelujah. We wonder, how come I wasn't included? How come they forgot about me? How come you forgot about God? Don't nobody give me nothing. I make my own way. That's not true. It's not true. Somebody is always giving to us. Always. Okay. Who's got their testimony? Nobody. Don't put your hand up after I say this. Nobody got their testimony, right? Okay, well, I can keep my $100. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. Hallelujah. That's why 2 Corinthians told us to give sparingly. Give abundantly. Because the same way you give, that's the same way you're going to receive. What you give is what you will receive. I need the Lord. I don't just need him when I want something from him. I need him every microscopic second of my life. The smallest microscopic portion that you can ever come up with. That's how much I need him. Hallelujah. And with him being all things to me, all things that I have come from him, my help, my everything come from him. I need him. I'm definitely not going to cheat him. I'm definitely not going to rob him. Hallelujah. You very seldom get messages about offerings. It's been years since I taught anything about giving. But I'm telling you this one thing here. Stop robbing God. Because you may not feel the effects of the curse now. But if he says a curse is on you for not giving your tithes and your offering, trust me, a curse is on you. Just because you don't feel it and everything is going good, that doesn't mean that that curse won't start acting months, years later. And he says, when this word is read, when this word is received, hallelujah, he says, hey, come back to me. Give to me and don't quit. Don't stop. He says, and I'll take the curse away. Hallelujah. I know you're not me, but where's your trust? You say you trust God. You say you love him. What if he just all of a sudden put a complete stop to your provision? It happens. And now y'all got the right president to do it, because you're talking about moving. A lot of stuff, affirmative action is gone. You won't get a job no more because of the color of your skin. Hallelujah, trying to shut down the government. Why? It's too many dark people in the government. Hallelujah. If you've never really been serious about giving to the Lord, now is the time. Now is the time to repent. Hallelujah. Even try to catch up something that you didn't do. I'm so serious. Because we want God when we finish getting the blunt of what's coming our way. And it don't even have to do with Trump. He might turn sweet all of a sudden. But the thing is, we're going back to worse than a Great Depression. Study about the Great Depression. We're going back to worse than. You know why it's going to be so much worse? Because so many more people now have so much more. Back then, there were only a few wealthy people. Now you have poor people that's become millionaires. Okay? We have gotten over 7 trillion people on the face of the earth. People are going to want to do something to make their ends meet or to have what they want. You need God. And whatever is coming up the road, you need God. But the thing is, I ain't going to lie, you can't just say, I'm going to give my tithes and offering. I'll do it. And yeah, because I want God to protect me and I want him to help me and to see me through. And then it's 2026. Well, ain't nothing happened. I thought, whatever, I don't have to get it no more. See, the thing is, it's got to be real. It's got to be real because you can't fake God. You can't play with him. You can't give him no ultimatums and you can't put him on a time frame. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Now, this is something I don't normally do, but anybody got any questions? Talk is cheap. Anybody can talk a good game about how they love the Lord. And let me tell you something about direct depositors. You direct deposit your money and then you get a raise and you don't raise your direct deposit, you're still robbing God. 10th of everything that comes your way, because anything that comes your way, you did not have to have it. You didn't. God did not have to touch anybody's heart to bless you. He didn't. When they just paying me back for what I did, ain't no such thing as paying you back, because what you did for them didn't belong to you. It belonged to God. It was his provision. And he trusted you with it. Hallelujah. God is great. He is greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. And I believe in the Lord that we're going to give. Hallelujah. Okay. No questions? Comment? Oh, you got a question?
Yes.
What, Carolyn? Carolyn. I ain't gonna do the earth on you.
So you had mentioned if you gotta go back to pray, what's a good starting point? and like, because I'm a break as well, but to say this question, like, what's a good starting point? Let's just say you got the raise, or you got an extra income coming in. You like, okay, everything's discombobulated. Like, you just started filing on this 2,000, or I'm not speaking for anybody else but me, but like, do you say, okay, I'm gonna go back to catch up? That's what I've been trying to do.
Carolyn.
Yes.
No, seriously. I'm trying to call you like I get it. You pronounce your name different than your brother and sister. I can see you calling her Pearl. So I'm just trying to correctly pronounce your name. That's between you and God. You gotta ask him. Cause you didn't rob me. Seriously. You asked God. Yes?
I do have a question. Can I answer the movement? I just want you to put it there. But I did not read the scriptures. So I wanted to say, like, there's a tithe and offerings. Can that include anything you give even outside of the church? Or is it strictly what you give to the church?
Strictly what you give to the church, to God. That's not your tithes and offering. Yeah. Now you see how you, that's your baby. You see how you holding her? Hold her tight. Every day, hold her tight. You're holding her tight. For the Lord. For him to keep her safe. Any other questions?
Some things, you know, that she did in my mother.
How do I? The part that you know, you just assume that they spent a certain amount and just bless somebody else with
think,
that.
Think about what you would be spending if it cost you if the tables were turned around.
So we give our 10% on that, what we assume it could be to somebody else. Any.
Okay, if somebody gave you.
Like, I have two. So during the summer last year, you know, people was helping me out. But this one particular group of people, they gave me money for groceries. So with that being said, do I in turn bless somebody else with a percentage of that or?
No, you bless God with 10% of whatever that cost was.
Oh,
however much they gave you for food.
So where's the split? Okay, so when that happens, where's the split when we bless? I'm just trying to get an understanding. So when we bless God with that, where's the split coming when we blessing somebody else? Yeah.
Okay. After your 10% to God, mm-hmm. after your offering to God, whether it's your job, whether it's gifts, whether whatever it is that comes to you, it has a monetary value. Mm-hmm. God gets 10% plus an offering. Mm-hmm. When you go to do your budget, whatever you have left for you, and you want to give to somebody, that's what you give to somebody else.
Oh, okay.
Not your tithes, not your offering.
Right. Okay.
Okay, any other questions, comments? Hallelujah. Let's see. Oh. Yes.
I got one more comment or question. So earlier you said something about a testimony. You was talking about like dealing with this, right? Like as far as tithes or money. I was trying to get clarity on that question earlier.
Question? Huh?
You asked, do anybody got a testimony or something like that? I don't know what you were saying.
What was the testimony about?
Yeah, that's what I was asking you.
I can't hear y'all.
Okay. You was mentioning that if it was your testimony that nobody has, if you felt like nobody has ever given to you, if that's your testimony, you said raise your hand.
Yeah, if nobody has ever done anything for you.
Oh, I'm just
trying to get the 100. Be gone.
Thank you.
Okay, let's stand to be just moved. Go hug on somebody, you know. Yeah, go hug on somebody, you know. And tell them, we're going to pray that people will stop robbing God. Hug them real good. Father, we praise you, we bless you, and we thank you for your goodness and your grace and your mercy towards us. We thank you, God, for loving us enough to give us a provision from your wealth. God, give us to humble ourselves and to surrender unto you what belongs to you. Give us to stop robbing you, Lord. Give us to stop putting you on the back burner and making our need as though you're not even supplying it. God, you don't lie. We lie, but you don't. You supply our need. And you go on to give us some of what we want. Give us, Lord, to honor you, not with our mouths, but with our actions. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Oh, free. Bless and thank God for our visitor. Thank you for staying with us today. Hallelujah. Okay. See you guys on Wednesday.